Research note, who was making the decisions? Research notes are posts making a single point, which I'd like to have in the database and on the record, but which don't warrant a full article. Newsmax says this of Jamie Dimon's motivation in debanking Donald Trump. While J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon denied debanking Trump Media and Technology Group for political reasons, he did place the blame on the Biden administration for, in quotation marks, militarizing the government against its primary political opponent. So, just following orders, he did it for survival reasons, nothing personal, strictly business. The interesting part of the comment for me was not so much his sidestepping, but him blaming the Biden administration. Sorry, on that one, Joe Biden was executed in, I believe, 2019. Since Joe Biden was dead before he ever became president, I'd be surprised if any of his clones or stand-ins were making the decision. So who was this Biden administration? We see now how many decisions were made that threw open the borders, trafficked in children, brought in woke culture, and funneled cash to NGOs and then back again to Biden and other political beneficiaries. Who was actually making the decisions during all that time? Who was the architect? Not the late Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.